We deal with it at different levels. The way that you deal with your creativity versus the way that I deal with my creativity, I like to look at the monster in the eyes and call it what it is. It is an addiction. The only reason why we lay awake at night is because that creative monster wants to do something. It wants to create. And it will create bad thoughts in your head because it doesn't matter. You're giving it attention. Whatever shape it comes in, you're giving it attention. Unplug because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. Bam, 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 bam. Just going through the book, man, looking for the day. This day that I wrote on and about. Goodness, I will fly through a journal like you wouldn't believe. Wow. I didn't think I was this deep in the journal. It's extremely difficult to stay away from the headlines. We've talked about this so much. Is there ever a moment when there's not doom and gloom? And why does it always feel like it's happening during the holidays? It's as if the newsmakers are just throwing things out there, hoping for a Christmas miracle. You can't see this on the writing page, but it's here. The second that I wrote that, hoping for a Christmas miracle, the writing instrument stopped. It just stopped writing. It doesn't want to get political. It doesn't want to be religious. It doesn't want to be rebellious. For a mind to suddenly pull up its anchor and, you know, kind of shove the ship in a different direction, it actually tells the inner soul that headlines aren't what life is about. Those putting words in print and or on their websites are masters at operating clickbait. The more you don't know is every reason why you do want to know. And we end up spending too much time comparing this news department with that news department. And all of a sudden, you've got a new opinion and other things are developing. We take sides. And no matter how much we may disagree, the real story isn't about politics, religion, or rebellion. But as regular people, we've moved on. And have you ever been there where when you moved on, that relationship was over? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. This isn't mood writing. This isn't about, oh, hey, I've got to be able to sit down and write something poetic. No, those days are long gone. You know, 28 years of daily writing. It's not about, you know, going for the big Hail Mary pass into the end zone. It's about writing about the present place of now, being in this moment of now. This is The Daily Mess. And today, this is December 20th, 2021. Christmas week. Yeah, it's here. Wow. I have time-stamped what we're talking about. It clearly states where we are on the map. That's completely out of focus. Unless your willingness is to live in a moment of now, all of our minds are locked in on where it is that we want to be, how we want the day to become, how everything has got to just go perfect because that's what families do. And what about dinner? Are we going to do something on Christmas Eve? What about New Year's Eve? Whoa, we got to get back to mindfulness. But is it safe to lock yourself away from the fraying of a modern world? Because when you get into mindfulness, you're kind of just saying, don't have to deal with that. I'm being mindful of my moment of now. You're locking yourself up over here. It's like a Christian that lays claim to God always having their back, to which I'm very, very guilty of. God's got this. We're okay. Give it to God. Living in the presence of now is a hot, steamy cup of coffee on a 29-degree morning. I mean, this is going to be a brilliant day. That's what you think. It's like, oh, it's so cold outside, but this coffee makes me so warm. Being a positive thinker, in reality, I have to sit there and go, am I really? Isn't this just like, you know, doing the white picket fence thing? I do see the state of the world, and there's nothing that we can do to offer change unless we are willing to step free of what we believe to bring peace into the steps of the storm. I was stunned yesterday when they called the pandemic, COVID-19, World War C. Really? I never thought of it like that. World War C. And in this moment of now, awareness is telling me, are you truly protected? Once again, we're not going to get religious. We're not going to get political. We're not going to get rebellious. But when you look at the world the way that it is, who's poisoning who? When you go into mindfulness, when you go into prayer, when you think that, oh, I'm protected by God, Are you stepping away, and are you doing more damage there by saying, I'm not dealing with the world today? When really, we haven't dealt with the world at any time, because do you have the power to make that change? Or are we wishfully thinking? And we're going to wash it away. We're going to create the white picket fence, because Christmas Day is just 5 days away. Presents, dinner, family. And you want me to do the dishes? Okay. I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.